Welcome to the house of the Lord on a beautiful Sunday morning. I was kind of concerned about 9 minutes before 8 o'clock service. So I think there were five people in the sanctuary. But in those last nine, a lot of people showed up. So thank you for braving the weather this morning. And hopefully you can enjoy the snowy day in whatever form. Patty LaRoe is looking forward to making a snowman with her granddaughter this afternoon. So just be safe if you, well, you can't really go sledding in Archbold, can you? There's a few man-made hills. But hopefully you can enjoy that. And unfortunately, it's not Monday morning where other things might be canceled. So I heard that during confirmation this morning. But it's good to greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Please look over the announcements in the bulletin. Really don't have anything special to offer this morning. So I just invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Today's opening scripture is from Ephesians 1, 3 through 14. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be the holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. May God bless the reading of his word.
Pray and sing, a kind of alternating back and forth. We're going to open with prayer and sing our first verse of our hymn and then pray again. So I invite you to stand as we sing our opening hymn with prayers in between each verse. Dear Lord, we have come through another week, bruised and broken and stained, and often by our own fault and often by our own wandering. Lord, we ask that you would hear our prayers as we approach your throne this morning, your throne of grace and your throne of mercy. Amen. Despite the many times we've come to this place and heard your story, we still cannot grasp and fathom the wonderful gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ on the cross, and Jesus Christ risen victoriously from the dead. Jesus Christ for all of us. Amen. You have indeed saved us, and you have indeed redeemed us. And so now we are wholly yours. Lord, shape us by your Holy Spirit, that we may now give our lives for your kingdom and for our neighbors. Amen. Truly, you need your continual presence in this world. We need you to remind us of your gospel message each day. So, Lord, abide with us in this life and in the life everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Seated.
I invite children, if they want to come forward to the front steps for a children's message. Good morning. You're all stretched out in a nice little row. A couple of weeks ago, Mrs. Roop talked about the Holy Spirit, and she used some different ways to teach us about who the Holy Spirit is. So I couldn't duplicate that, so I had to try something different. And I'm holding up this piece of cardboard, okay? And I have this little metal nut, a nut from a bolt. I have that on there. And I want you to think really hard all together, and I want you to be able to focus your mental powers on moving that nut from here to the end of the paper. Think you can do that? Okay, everybody think and see if the nut moves. Is it moving? Okay, let me try. You think I can do it? Oh yeah, watch this. Did you see it move? I'm thinking hard. You see that? You see that? Is it moving? Coming back the other way? I'm thinking really hard. How am I doing that? What? You think I have a magnet hidden underneath the paper? You are very smart. I loved seeing the grins when you knew that I was not Pastor Eric. But I held it down low so you couldn't really see the magnet, but you knew that once that metal thing started moving across, I probably had a magnet hidden. You couldn't see it, but its power was working to move that across, okay? So no magic involved, but this teaches us about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is invisible. Just like you couldn't see the magnet, we can't see the Holy Spirit. But we can sense, we can feel the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. Just like that hidden magnet moved that nut across the paper, the Bible teaches us and tells us that God's Spirit can direct us in our paths. We have to be faithful. We have to read the Bible and know more about Jesus each and every day. And as we rely on the Spirit, He will guide us how to walk, how to live. Sometimes, you know, how does the Spirit work in our lives? On the side of the road, their flashers are blinking and they're in trouble. And one time it was somebody all by themselves and they had a flat tire. And I could have kept on going. I was going to be late for class. But I stopped because I kind of asked the Spirit, should I help or should I keep on going? And the Spirit said, stop. So I pulled over and I helped that person change their tire. Maybe you're in school and you see someone in your class that's upset. Maybe they're even crying because maybe they got a paperback and it wasn't marked very well. You don't have to go over right then, but you can ask the Spirit to give you the words to say after class to go over and encourage your classmate. That's how the Spirit can work through. The Spirit can give us words to say, and the Spirit can guide us to help others. The Spirit also helps us do what is right and stay away from sin as much as we possibly can. And we never see the Spirit, but in faith we know the Spirit is there to help us move through life. I can make that nut dance. Did you see that? The Spirit can make us dance too. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for these children and all the children of your creation. We pray that they would continue to know Jesus and know the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Guide them in wisdom, guide them in safety, guide them in love. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Now I'm going to invite an older group of God's children up to the front, but I'll call you by name. So members of the consistory are going to come forward as your names are called. President of the congregation, Linda Hare. Secretary of the congregation, Lynn Roth. Continuing elders, John Lindsay and Betsy Redd. Continuing deacons and deaconesses, and you're going to stand in that like U-shaped single file line. Continuing deacons and deaconesses, Matt Hines, Stacy Rutledge, Karen Walker, Steve Walker, Missy Warnke, and Bruce Woolley. Newly elected elders, Joyce Kinsman and Jill Nafsinger. Newly elected deaconesses and deacon, Nancy Roop, Darlene Steiner, and Kenny Walker. And newly elected, you're kind of stand out here in front of the rest of them. Thank you for coming forward. Servants in the Lord, you have been called to a special Christian service in the life of St. John's Christian Church. Through the office to which you each have been elected, you have been called to serve the church, extending its ministry of love and compassion. By electing you to your office, your fellow members and friends have shown their confidence in you and in your ability to fulfill the duties of the position for which you've been chosen. Today, you have come to assume publicly the office to which you have been elected, and we have come to affirm your Christian service among us as a congregation, to recognize the diversity of gifts that you bring to your responsibilities, and to celebrate the particular ministry that you will perform in the life of this church family. As you fulfill your duties in Christian spirit, may you find your obligations and responsibilities to be a source of both joy and blessing and faithful growth. We commend you to God that by His Spirit, You are filled with grace and knowledge and blessed all in your efforts and endeavors. Discerning that it is God's will that you continue in or assume your office, is it also your will that you undertake this work? If so, answer, it is. Will you pray for God to help you as you perform the duties of your office, recognizing that you will succeed and bear fruit only by relying upon God's grace? If so, answer, I will. And do you promise to exercise your ministry diligently and faithfully, showing forth the love of Christ and trusting in him for strength and for guidance? If so, answer, I do. Thank you. Members and friends of St. John's Christian Church, you have heard the promises of these servants of Christ who have answered God's call to service. I remind you that these friends can discharge their obligations only with your cooperation. I ask you to support them, to sustain them, and pray for them, that by the grace of God, you and these officers may accomplish great things for the building up of his church family and God's kingdom. As you vow to support these officers, please make your intentions known by sharing the pledge as printed in your bulletin. I pledge myself to be used by God as a part of this congregation, to be at work in our church, our community, and the world to reflect the love and grace of Jesus Christ. I will pray for these officers, elders, deacons, and deaconesses as they lead and oversee the ministry and work of St. John's. I will strive to be faithful in cooperating with the consistory in our efforts to glorify God. In faith I pledge, amen. We have four officers who are assuming their offices for the first time and thus are to be blessed by the laying on of hands within the rite of ordination. The laying on of hands is a blessing, is a symbolic act where we recognize God's call to ministry in the lives of faithful men and women and ask the Holy Spirit to confer upon them the gifts of ministry. So Joyce, I'm going to have you switch places with Jill, because Joyce has served as an elder before, and the continuing elders and deacons and officers and deaconesses, I want you to kind of put your hands on the shoulders of those four individuals. And Joyce, you can participate in that too. Put your hands, and that's the laying on of hands. It's a symbol of blessing in the Christian church. So Jill Nafsinger as elder, Nancy Roop as deaconess, Darlene Steiner as deaconess, and Kenny Walker as deacon. Recognizing God's call upon your lives, the hands of blessing are laid over you as you assume the role and the responsibility of the office to which you have been elected. May the Holy Spirit strengthen you, each one, to perform the ministry of president, elder, deacon, or deaconess in Christ Church and equip you with everything good to do God's will. Receive authority to execute your office in the name of Christ and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can relax your hands. Upon this mutual assurance and the laying on of hands and blessing, we now install you as president and secretary, elders, deacons, and deaconesses of St. John's Christian Church. May God, who has called you into his glorious service, may God endow you with wisdom and strength to do his work. Let's pray. God, we pray that you would continue to send your Spirit upon these servants, blessing them in the office to which they have been chosen. Fill them with godly wisdom and understanding, enthusiasm and perseverance, harmony and cooperation. Lord, we pray that their work would be a joy as they give of their best, and may their example prove worthy for all of us to follow as we are united in Christ's ministry to the glory of your name. Amen. May God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit grant you both grace and mercy, love and wisdom and compassion. Amen. Thank you. You may take your seats.
This scripture reading is a responsive reading, and it can be found on page 644 of your red hymnal. And it's taken from the book of John in the chapters 14 and 16. I pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. No, I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you.